The dozen applications include 2 from Sitka, 4 from elsewhere in Alaska, and 6 from out of state. Some have more than 30 years of experience, and a couple of applicants aren't attorneys at all. All of them are asking for a big job.
The job of the attorney for the city member of Sitka is more difficult than it appears from the outside.
Cliff Groh held the position from 2000 until 2005.
You don't have colleagues directly. You can hire some outside counsel to help you some, but you've got to be, you have a budget, and you have to watch that.
The municipal attorney deals with contract law, commercial law, parliamentary procedure, ballot law, even criminal law. In Sitka, they prosecute certain offenses, including traffic tickets and ordinance violations. And then there are the finer points of the job, such as practicing discretion and confidentiality in a small town where you're as likely to run into an adversary in the produce section as you are in the courtroom.
So like being a doctor in a small town. One doctor in Sitka told me that one of his blessings on his job was that he had a short memory in terms of not remembering sort of like, you know, what certain people's private parts look like later, right, when he ran into them again in the street.
Okay, so being municipal attorney might not be that sensitive, but there are a lot of legal waters to navigate and a lot of political boulders to avoid along the way. That's why Groh says hiring the position is tricky. His advice?
Look for somebody who wants the job for the right reasons.
Yeah, the person has to want to live in Sitka and must have the right qualifications, but also, Groh says it has to be someone who has what he calls, quote, the requisite attitude and judgment.
Look for somebody who can work with an administrator. So they're going to have to work closely with the administrator and work closely with other people, a variety of other people in the city and borough government, on a whole variety of aspects.
Cliff Groh lives in Anchorage now. He's not involved in Sitka's hiring process, and although he thought briefly about applying for his old job again...
I actually thought about it, talked about it with my wife, but
he says life is different now, and he's staying where he is. He practices law privately and does a little writing, too. As for the hiring process, assembly members will screen candidates and talk to some of them by phone before deciding on finalists to invite to Sitka for an in-person interview. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.